Hey, this is Simon Scriver.
And this is Nikki Bell.
We are running a virtual fundraising conference on November 19th. It's called Fundraising Everywhere, and you can find it at fundraisingeverywhere.com.
There's some amazing speakers that we've got lined up for you. We've got some names on there that you will be familiar with and some speakers that you may not have heard before, but all of them will be sharing amazing fundraising methods that are proven to work, and they will be teaching us how to do that in our own charities.
We've tried to make it really affordable for all organizations, but for small charities, it is completely free. So go look at it at fundraisingeverywhere.com, register now. Join us. It will be accessible, it will be affordable, and it is amazing.
Yes.
You're listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
Let me start by apologizing profusely, if you are willing to hear and accept my apology. I haven't done a podcast episode for a few weeks. There's not really a legitimate reason. The closest legitimate reason I have is it's like conference season. So I've been at a bunch of Institute of Fundraising conferences. I've been at IFC in Holland. I've been at, I don't know what else I've been at, but I've been doing a lot of speaking events around fundraising and around speaking. And so I just kind of haven't had the time to book in podcast episodes. So I apologize. You don't really care. But actually, that leads me on to the quick tip today. Today is another quick tip. You know the deal. Hopefully by now, it's like try and keep it less than 10 minutes if I can minimize my waffling and give you like practical quick tips on one area of your fundraising. And this is kind of a weird niche-y one today, because actually it's not so much about fundraising, but it's more about speaking at fundraising conferences. And it's about how to go about speaking fundraising conferences. And this does kind of affect you as a fundraiser, because you know, firstly, I believe us as a sector, we need to be sharing more. We need to be open more about our successes and our failures and how we do those, because we can learn from each other. You know, I don't really believe we're in competition with each other, but I believe if one organization can help others raise more, it's good for the sector as a whole. So I think it's really important that we share our stuff at conferences. But also for you as a fundraiser, it's a great way to attend conferences and learn and become a better fundraiser without dipping into your training budget, if you have a training budget. A lot of people don't even have a training budget. So this is a way to get to conferences, because basically if you get asked to speak, or you get the opportunity to speak at a conference, usually, unless they're real dickheads, usually they'll let you stick around for the full day. You can go into other sessions, you can meet amazing people. So it's really, really cool. A lot of where my learnings come from these days, my personal development comes from, is attending conferences, is meeting great people, is going to their sessions in between my own sessions. So let's think about how you know, if this is something that has played on your mind, or even if it's not, maybe you could start thinking about presenting. And so here are a few things that I've realized make it easier, or, you know, increase your chances of speaking at conferences. I mean, the first hurdle you have to get over is this idea that you are not qualified to speak. I think, you know, when I talk to people about speaking at conferences and I try and encourage them, this is usually what they say is, you know, they're not an expert. They don't have the experience that some of the speakers do. Not as good as some of the speakers, you might even feel. The truth is, the speakers don't know what they're doing either. The truth is, nobody in the world knows what they're doing. We are all just absolutely struggling through life, struggling to get through the day. It is really, really problematic. But at the same time, you are, and I am, and everyone is, an expert in their own experience. They're an expert in their own lived experience. They're an expert in their own successes and failures. And so you and I are an expert in sharing that story. People want to listen to you. People deserve to hear from you. You deserve to have a platform. Everyone deserves to have a voice sometimes. So get over that idea of not being an expert, because you certainly are an expert. I want to hear from you. I want to learn from your successes. I want to learn from your mistakes. And you're the only person who can tell me that. So you're just as qualified to get out there and stand on stage and talk about your own fundraising or your own successes or your own tips. Absolutely. So you're an expert. Park that. Now you've decided to, you're going to do this. you want to decide what you actually want to get out of these presentations. Why would you speak? You know, so is it just for free ticket? Is it to massage your ego because you're desperately insecure like all the other speakers on the fundraising network? Or is it, you know, a free holiday? This is how all my holidays come about now these days. I tack them on to speaking events, which is fantastic. So think about what you want to get out of your presentations and make sure there is a call to action in your presentations. It's not about selling. It's not about overwhelming your audience with bullshit they don't want. But what is the message you want them to take away from it? Do you want to start building your mailing list? Do you want them to subscribe to you? Do you want them to connect with you on LinkedIn? Do you want them to donate money to your organization? There's always a goal out of these things beyond sharing. So just think about what you're trying to get across. But at the same time, you know, we have to put our audience first. And if you put your needs first, your audience is going to feel that. They're going to feel like they don't have the connection with you. So think about what your audience is trying to get out of this. They want to learn. They want practical tips. They want stuff to take away step by step. They want to know what they're going to do next when they leave that room or when they leave your talk. They don't want vague hyperbole. They don't want kind of, you know, just kind of waffle. They want good stuff. They want to be entertained. They don't want to waste an hour. They've got sessions to choose from. So let's try and make it a good experience for them. Make it fun, make it entertaining, make it interesting, spell stuff out for them, give them stuff to take away. You know, treat them like the lovely people they are, and then they'll think you're a lovely person. So just really try and connect the audience about that. Now, in terms of how, on a practical level, you start speaking at these, a lot of conferences, like the IOF conferences and things like that, they invite applications. So once a year, they do what they call like a call for speakers or a call for papers. And you fill out a form saying who you are, why you want to speak, why you're qualified to speak, and what your topic is. And so when you're doing that, what you want to think is, okay, what's the committee looking for and what are the audience looking for? You need to get something across that's going to interest the committee. You know, the committees are made up of usually experienced fundraisers or people who've gone to a lot of conferences who maybe get bored with subjects. So we want to keep it fresh. We want to have an interesting title. We want to have interesting topics that's going to attract them and fill their spot. You don't have to necessarily guess what the committee is looking for. You can have a conversation with the committee or someone on the committee, get to know them, ask them what they're looking for, ask them what gaps there are, ask them what the best chance you have for speaking is. You don't just have to submit one session. You can usually submit, you know, at least three, and then sometimes a maximum of three, but you can submit multiple sessions just to kind of cover your bases and maximize the chances you're going to get in. And then think about what the audience is looking for. You know, are the audience looking for something really niche and specific? More likely they're looking for something that they can apply in their own organization. So what can you say about your own experience that's then going to be taken away and used in their own experience? That's going to maximize the chances that the committee picks you, and it's going to maximize the chance the audience actually attends your session, and therefore you'll get more feedback, or you'll get a happier audience, and you'll get a more engaged audience, and you're more likely to be invited back. So you submit that session, it goes off, the committee decides whether to invite you or not, and then usually what happens is they pay your way to go, they pay your way to stay, they pay your way to attend, but they don't pay fees. A lot of conferences don't pay fees. Some really shitty conferences, or conferences who really don't get the idea of professionalism in our sector, they don't even pay your expenses. So you have to pay your own way to get there, which is really kind of dividing or excluding of people. It makes our speakers just simply be like kind of a bit more privileged because they can afford to do that. So it's a really, really bad idea. But anyway, most conferences will pay your expenses, yeah? So they'll pay your flights there, or they'll pay the cheapest way to get there, and they'll pay your hotel if necessary. Some conferences will also pay your fee. You know, a lot of the conferences I do now, I'll only do if they pay a fee because this is my job. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to push back. Don't feel bad about taking these expenses. I know often when people start up, they feel bad about taking these expenses because it's like feels like it's coming out the bottom line of charities. But no, absolutely not. These conferences are making money. Your attendees are going to benefit from listening to you. You deserve to be paid for your time. So really kind of push for that, really try and get into that. When you get accepted to speak, or no, let's assume you're not going to get accepted to speak, because very often you won't get accepted in the first year of applying. You know, at least you've got your name on their radar. try and get a bit of feedback from them about why you maybe got rejected. Try and, you know, don't take it to heart. It might just be the wrong year, the wrong committee. I scored like perfect scores at a conference before. I got 100% at a conference before, and they didn't have me back the next year. So whatever's going on, there's always other stuff going on that you might not be aware of. So don't let it get to you. Try and get feedback where you can so you can tweak your session next year. At least you're on their radar, so they're going to recognize your name when it comes through the following year. When you do go and you do speak, you know, I've done sessions before about being a better speaker, so I won't get into that. But do, you know, do try and give the audience what they want, and then do make sure that you're getting feedback from the audience. Give them time to ask questions, chat to them afterwards. Usually these conferences will give evaluation forms to audiences, so make sure you read the evaluations when they come through a month or two later and learn from that, tweak your session, because you are going to reuse the session. You can, once you have a session that works or that you've spent time developing, you can start to bring it around to other conferences because it's a new audience, and it just becomes an easier job for you to then get out there and speak there, because your session is getting better all the time and you don't have to put quite as much work into to actually developing it. So that feedback is really, really important. Also get advice and support from other people. So, you know, talk to other speakers who've maybe gone down the path that you want to go to or are speaking at events that you want to go to. Get their tips, see what they know. Speak to the committee, see what they can give you, what insights they can give you. Make sure you practice your session with your coworkers, practice it with other parties, run it by people. You know, you want to get put your best effort into this because the feedback that you get from this is going to be used to get other speaking opportunities. Also, how well you deliver your message on the day is going to affect whether you get donors in, whether you get people connecting with you, whether you get job offers from it. So think about it like that. I mean, essentially, every time I speak, my goal is to get one piece of work. And generally, I do. And I put a lot of time and effort into making sure that happens, make sure I get it right. If that doesn't happen, then you got to think about, okay, what's happening wrong in the session? Let's look at feedback. Let's talk to other speakers. Let's listen to other speakers. Let's learn and just constantly develop and constantly get better at what we do. No one is great from the beginning. Even now, the most experienced and best speakers have bad days, but we're all capable of this. We all deserve this. If you want it, you're well able to do it, and over time you can become better and better speaker until maybe it becomes a big fixture of your career and your personal development. Or even like me, I didn't start speaking because I necessarily wanted to. I saw it as a challenge and someone invited me to, but now it's like my full-time job. It's been completely life-changing for me. I really encourage people to do it. At least something, it's something for you to try in terms of your personal development. And maybe it's not for you, and then, you know, you can just not even listen to this quick tip, except you've already listened to it if you've got this far. So the joke's on you. But that's it. That's my quick tip for today. Bit of a random one, but it's just relevant because I've been at so many conferences lately and I'm loving it. I love these conferences. But anyway, we'll be back on track. I've got some good interviews coming up. I've got some more quick tips coming up. I promise I'll be back on the ball now with this podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a lovely week.
You've been listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't, whatever, you're big enough to make your own decisions.
Hey, this is Simon Scriver.
And this is Nikki Bell.
We are running a virtual fundraising conference on November 19th. It's called Fundraising Everywhere, and you can find it at fundraisingeverywhere.com.
There's some amazing speakers that we've got lined up for you. We've got some names on there that you will be familiar with and some speakers that you may not have heard before, but all of them will be sharing amazing fundraising methods that are proven to work, and they will be teaching us how to do that in our own charities.
We've tried to make it really affordable for all organizations, but for small charities, it is completely free. So go look at it at fundraisingeverywhere.com. Register now. Join us. It will be accessible, it will be affordable, and it is amazing.
Yes.